Welcome to the LDN Radio Show, brought to you by the LDN Research Trust. I'm your host, Linda Elsiegood. I have an exciting lineup of guest speakers who are LDN experts in their field. We will be discussing low-dose naltrexone and its many uses in autoimmune diseases, cancers, etc. Thank you for joining us. I'd like to introduce Kevin from England, and Kevin has multiple sclerosis. Welcome, Kevin.
Hello, Linda.
Could you tell us, when were you diagnosed with MS?
I was diagnosed in 1997.
Right. And how old were you at the time?
I would have been 37.
37.
Or coming up to 37, anyway.
Mm-hmm. So what led to your diagnosis? What was your life like before then, and what kind of symptoms did you have?
Well, I was at Bible College, so I was under a little bit of stress, I suppose. And I just started with pain in my elbow, which I went to the doctors, and he said it was tennis elbow, come back next week and I'll give you an injection.
Mm-hmm.
I went back the next week, but by that time my hand was just doing whatever it wanted to do. So he said, I don't think it's tennis elbow, and sent me to hospital, mm-hmm. where they did all sorts of tests.
Was it a tremor you had in your hand?
I'm not sure what you call it. My fingers was just...
Were they shaking or twitching?
They weren't shaking, they were twitching and moving.
Right, okay. Mm-hmm.
I just had no control over them.
Yeah.
And really the lower part of my arm I had very little control over. So he sent me into hospital where they did all sorts of tests and thankfully came up with a decision straight away.
That's unusual because most people tend to have to wait quite a while before they get diagnosed.
I feel so sorry for people that some you hear that waited years.
Mm.
That must be horrible. Yeah, I mean, before that, I did have problems with my eyes.
Mm-hmm.
But they just said that was probably an infection and told me to go away.
Yeah.
Better.
So how long did you have MS before you learned of LDN?
Well, I was diagnosed in 97 and I'd learned about LDN probably 2005, 2006.
Mm-hmm.
Then spent the next 2 or 3 years trying to convince the doctor to prescribe me it.
Did your own GP prescribe it for you?
I did eventually, yes.
Well, that was also very lucky, wasn't it?
It was. He was a lovely man. And
Are you still getting it on the NHS?
I am at the moment, but I did send you an email today because we've just moved. I had to give up work because of my MS.
Ah, yes.
And we've moved out and changed doctors.
Mm-hmm.
And my doctor, although the one I spoke to was very sympathetic, has just sent me a letter trying to get me to a neurologist and questioning whether they can continue with my LDN.
Mm.
So hopefully I'll continue, but I don't know. I've got to try and take lots of information to her to convince her.
Yeah. So how has that LDN helped? What symptoms has it helped with?
It helped. I was very, very urgent in going to toilet.
Mm-hmm.
And it calmed that down a lot. I was getting up sort of 5-6 times during the night. Now, if I get up once during the night, then that's the most I do get up.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes I don't get up at all. That's the main thing it helps with.
Yes. Well, I used to get up 6 times a night, and I get up once, and I still feel hard done by. I like my sleep. But
yeah.
I really shouldn't complain once it's not here nor there, is it? My mother always gets up twice anyway, so she's worse than me.
Yeah. It's never affected my sleep being awake. But now, something LDN hasn't helped with, which I was hoping it would, I'll go to bed, have a good night's sleep and wake up feeling just as tired.
Yeah.
Well, that's something it hasn't dealt with.
Mm.
Do you feel as fatigued as you used to?
I'm not sure now. I think I've probably gone back to feeling as fatigued as I used to. But certainly initially, it helped a lot with the fatigue.
Mm.
So
Did
I
you?
don't know whether that's just because I've gotten worse or not working on what now.
Did you have any initial side effects when you started LDN?
I didn't, no. No dreams or anything.
Mm-hmm.
I was looking forward to the dreams, but I never got any. Well, I don't know what that was like, would have been like, so I don't know if I was looking forward or not.
So what's your level of fitness now?
I can still walk in the house, and I can sort of get outside, but if I go sort of really beyond the gate, I can get to my car or I need my wheelchair.
Yes. Did you ever have any cognitive problems?
Don't think so, no. No.
So what would you say to other people with MS who are thinking of trying LDN?
I tell them it's really worth trying, and I say even if it's just for my sleep, I'm certain if I think deeply it helps with other things, but even if it's just with my toileting and that, it's worth me taking it.
Mm.
And there's so many things it can help with. I advise anybody I speak to try and get it.
What about your eyesight? How is that now you're on LDN?
My eyesight is back to normal.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah.
What about your hand with the...
That went back to normal fairly quickly. I had a course of steroids and that went back.
Mm.
Although I've still got a numbness in my hands and my feet that came on.
Mm-hmm.
At the same time.
So will you be continuing to take LDN?
I will, definitely. Yeah, I don't want to stop taking it. Yeah, if I'm open, I'll convince the doctors to continue, but otherwise I'll have to have a look at all the other options for getting it.
Yeah.
Because I do also feel that it is holding it back.
Mm-hmm.
Even though my wife would. And I know I'm feeling a little bit worse than I was 2 or 3 years ago. I'm certain it is holding it back.
Mm, good. Well, thank you very much for sharing your story with us.
I'd like to introduce Gary from the United States, who uses LDN for multiple sclerosis. Thank you for joining me, Gary.
Thank you, you're welcome.
And we've interviewed you before. Could you tell us briefly your diagnosis and taking LDN, just to recap on the last interview?
I was diagnosed with the MS during the third attack in March of 2013, and they said I had 25 to 30 plus active lesions on my brain and spinal cord. And then August in 2013, I had another attack, and they tried to put me in Gilenya. And I had a seizure, started having seizures exactly 1 week after starting it. So I gave it back to them and said no more, that I want LDN. And they were fighting with me on it, didn't want to give me LDN. So I called the compounding pharmacies, asked them if they filled LDN prescriptions, and the ones that said they do, I asked them what doctors wrote the prescription, and then got those doctors' numbers. And then I told my doctor, I have the doctor's number that will prescribe the LDN, and I are set up to go have an appointment with them if need be. So either you're going to write me the prescription or I'm going to get it from them. Either way, I'm going to get it. So it can hurt once you give it to me because I'm here. So that's how I got it. And then they still kept every visit. They kept on trying to get me on some other treatment. And then my next MRI showed no active lesions and no new lesions. So then they just quit trying to fight with me on other treatments.
Wow, that's amazing. So how long did it take for you to be on LDN before you had the next MRI showing there were no active lesions?
4 months.
Well, that's pretty amazing, isn't it? And how many lesions do you say you had?
They had 25 to 30 plus on my brain and spinal cord.
Wow, that's pretty impressive, isn't it? So at the moment,
yeah.
How would you describe a typical day for you? What symptoms do you have to live with of MS?
Just heat just overheat easily, and tiredness, fatigue,
mm-hmm.
and dizzy spells.
Right.
That's about what it comes down to right now.
And have they improved since being on LDN? How long have you been taking LDN now?
Since November of 2013.
Okay.
So every single attack I've had, I'm sorry.
So 2 years.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Every single attack I had before the LDN, the first two lasted a month each because I wasn't getting treatment. I went to the doctors and they all said, "Oh well, we tested you. You haven't had you didn't have a heart attack. You're not having a stroke." And they sent me out the door. When I was finally able to get treatment, like the steroids and stuff like that, they've lasted about a week or two. I've had three since being on the LDN, but every single one of them have been so minor. I did not, they were over within a week, and I did not have to go to the hospital. I went to the hospital just so it was documented, and that was it. It was just outpatient treatment. They just gave me the pills that I have to take, the steroid pills. Just take these 6 days that tapered off, and they were just so minor, I didn't have to go. I just went just, like I said, so it would be documented.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's truly amazing. And you were telling me about training your dog. You have a young dog there.
Yep.
Would you have been able to have done that prior to LDN?
No. No, because before the LDN, I just was so forgetful, and I just couldn't remember. I forgot my girlfriend's name. We've been together for 9 years one time, and I told her as a baby, I said, "I can't remember your name." She's like, "Rose." I'm like, "Yes."
Oh, dear.
We were cooking one time, and you know what tongs are.
Yeah.
I could not remember what tongs were. I'm sitting there in front of the stove. I'm like, "Babe, I need the plier things for cooking."
I couldn't remember
what
that.
Tongs were.
Mm. Yeah. It's very frustrating, isn't it? Very frustrating.
Yeah, extremely, yes.
So what does your doctor say?
My memory's gotten better, though. I mean, it's improving. It's not like an overnight thing. I mean, I did notice from the first time I took the LDN, I felt immediately better the next day. But it's just like everything's not 100% overnight. But it is improving.
Mm-hmm. What does your doctor think to your improvements?
She's happy. She wanted me to move up here to Ohio with her. So we moved. Actually, we got here on Halloween. I haven't seen her yet because her mom hasn't brought her by. But she's happy that it's improving because she thought I was going to die before when the seizure started.
Oh, goodness.
Which, if I would have continued taking the Gilenia, I would have.
Wow.
Within a month.
What an amazing, inspirational story. And thank you very much for sharing it with us, Gary.
I'd like to introduce Pauline from England, who takes LDN for multiple sclerosis. Thank you for joining me, Pauline.
You're welcome.
Could you tell me when you first started to experience your MS symptoms?
Well, I was MS relapsed to start with, so it was only about 10, 15 years ago that I really started to get worse.
Mm-hmm.
But it became progressive. It wasn't to start with.
Okay. So, by the time you found LDN, I mean, how old were you 10 years ago? How old are you now?
I'm 55 now.
Okay.
It was about 3 or 4 years ago I started LDN.
Right. So, you didn't notice any symptoms until you were like 44. Had you had any odd things happening before that?
Well, I've never been able to take the heat.
Mm-hmm.
But besides that, no, I can't say I really noticed too much.
Well, that was good then, wasn't it?
Yes.
So what were your symptoms like before you found LDN?
My symptoms are pretty much what they are now. In other words, I can't move my legs or my arms are going a bit funny.
Mm-hmm.
But that's not what the LDN has helped. It's basically the heat that the LDN has helped. My symptoms, I've got a catheter because I can't stand, so I can't get to the loo. My eyesight's a bit funny. That's how it was noticed, when it was noticed when I was about 25, and then it went away. Mm-hmm. My eyesight got better. Now my eyesight's a bit, it's like a bouncy ball.
Oh dear.
Yes.
So has LDN helped with sleep or your mood or anything like that?
No, I can't say I've noticed that. No, not really.
So if you had to sum up what LDN means to you, what would you say?
I would say that it is basically, well, it is all completely the heat. Until last couple of years, I've never even had to think about buying sun cream, because it just wasn't, and you just didn't go out in the sun. I mean, way back then I used to walk a dog, and I used to run from shade of tree to another because I just couldn't take the heat. But now, I mean, last year it was quite sunny, and I just used sun cream for the first time ever in my life. I can actually go outside and do things, or like air shows and steam rallies, and that's all sitting outside in the sun.
Mm-hmm.
And that is something that I wouldn't have even contemplated doing before LDN.
So what impact on your life would you say it's had?
Absolutely amazing. Amazing, because I wouldn't have even thought of having an outside hobby before taking it.
Mm-hmm.
But now it's amazing. I can just go outside and do all the things that other people do.
Well, that's wonderful.
Yeah.
Thank you very much for sharing your experience with us, Pauline.
Any questions or comments you may have, please email me, Linda, Linda, at ldnrt.org. I look forward to hearing from you. Thank you for joining us today. We really appreciated your company. Until next time, stay safe and keep well.